We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Canadian country artist Laurie Cole. So welcome, Laurie.
Well, thank you very much. It's so nice to be here.
Great. Now, you are located in Calgary right now?
I am. Okay. Yes, I'm originally from a small town called St. Martin, Manitoba. I grew up there. I was raised on a beef cattle ranch that's still owned by my family. I left probably back in 97, 98. I moved west. And I've been living in Alberta ever since.
Okay, nice.
Uh-huh.
Good. Now, how did you get started in music, Lori?
Well, I started singing probably around, Maureen, probably when I was about five. I was singing, you know, my mom had the Dolly Parton records and Tammy Wynette. And the town that I grew up in was actually so small. It was more like a village. And we had one TV channel, CBC, and one radio station. It was 730 CKDM that came in, you know, relatively clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I started singing back then, and I really enjoyed it. I started taking music lessons in junior high school, and I did some, I was in the Manitoba Choral Association. Then I started singing karaoke, and I got involved when I was about 21 or 22 with Ray St. Germain from Winnipeg.
Okay.
And he gave me my first gig on Thursday nights at the Holiday Inn Airport West. I started singing there with his band. And since then, I've been doing it ever since.
That's wonderful. So you kind of grew up on country music then?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much, I did, yeah. We weren't a family that, you know, brought out the guitars. My parents didn't sing. My mom and her sister sang growing up, but my parents weren't the campfire guitar people, so I'm really not sure how I started doing it, but, you know, I guess it was just in me.
Interesting. Now, are you solo or do you have a band, Lori?
I do have a band. I've had the band right now, the guys that are working for me right now have been with me for the last, I guess they're going on about 4 years now. We work quite solidly and steadily throughout Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be heading into Saskatchewan next year and back into Manitoba for some shows. But we keep pretty busy. We go up to northern Alberta, southern Alberta, we head into Banff, Alberta, and we've got quite a few places that we keep quite regularly busy, and New Year's Eve will actually be opening for Gord Bamford here in town.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah, Gord is good too. Is this a full-time profession for you, Lori?
It's pretty much, it's what I do. It's my full-time profession,
okay.
Yes, I'd have to say yes. Aside from that, and being a mom.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's full-time.
Yeah.
Now, you've opened for a lot of big names, Sawyer Brown, Johnny Reed, Neil McCoy. Tell us about those experiences.
Well, you know what? They were, to be honest, they were a little nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially the Neil McCoy one this past summer in Pinoca. I got a call from the Pinoca Stampede to specifically do that one, and I was very, very excited about doing it, but I was also pretty nervous. It helps, though. Like I said, the band, my band that I'm working with, they're seasoned players, and we have our show down pat, and it's really, really nice to have that working relationship, that, you know, that confidence going out on stage. So we were definitely ready to do it, and I actually met Neil McCoy. He was a great guy, very laid back, very quiet. Puts on a great show. So it's very exciting. Sawyer Brown, I didn't actually meet Sawyer Brown. They were
mm-hmm.
surrounded by tons of people and lots of media. We did open their show. It was a small show in Calgary, down at in the downtown sector during Stampede of the previous year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So lots of experience there. And while with the band, too, you feel more secure. So that's good. You're used to playing with each other. You must be able to read each other quite well then.
Yeah. I would say pretty much, you know, we
mm-hmm.
do. And it's nice to be able to have that like I say, that confidence going out on stage rather than, you know, having various players sit in all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a really nice, it's a family kind of atmosphere. The guys are all, you know, family guys. They're good people, and we definitely have a lot of fun together when we do go out and do our show. Everybody takes it very professionally, but it's definitely got to remain, you know, fun for us to do it as well.
Exactly. That's great. Now, you have a single out right now, and that's called Happy. Did you have anything to do with the writing of Happy?
I did, actually. I co-wrote that particular single. I went down to Nashville earlier this year in May, and
okay.
The producer that I picked to work with was Steve Fox. Are you
mm-hmm.
familiar with Steve?
No.
No. Well, he works down in Nashville. He's actually Canadian, and I love his writing and his composing. So I chose to go down and work with Steve, and Steve set me up with a songwriter down in Nashville. His name's Adam Wheeler, and we got together, and we wrote that song in about less than 2 hours. We sat down, and we got it out, and it was a great experience. He's a great guy, very comfortable, you know, writing with him. He had kids, and I had kids, and we kind of sat down and started talking about what we wanted to write about and the direction that I wanted to take the song in. I wanted that song to be, you know, about breakup and about divorce. There's so many
mm-hmm.
broken homes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Broken relationships, that I wanted that song to be uplifting in the end and happy in the end. So I think we captured that.
That's great. Was that your first time in Nashville?
That was my first time, Maureen, yeah.
Okay, must have been quite the experience then.
It was great. I loved it. It was a very positive experience, and I can't wait to head back up that way and do some more.
Good. Now you have an album coming out. Is this your debut album, supposed to be released in 2010?
It will be. I
mm-hmm.
did do an EP in about 10 years ago. I did it.
Okay.
An EP,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're working on getting the full album done for 2010.
Okay, and will you be working with the same people in Nashville for that one? Or?
Same producer for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure on the player side of it. And the writers, I've been writing with different people. I've been writing with Troy Kokol. He's from Calgary, and we actually recorded 4 cuts down there this year. And one of those songs was written with Troy Kokol, and the other 2 were written with Steve. But hopefully, you know, sit down with some different writers, some new writers, and write some more music.
That sounds great. Good. Now, you have a website. It's www.loriekole, that's LoriKole, all one word, .com. Are you on Facebook or MySpace too, Lori?
I'm on both
okay.
of those, actually. I have a Facebook account set up, and I also am on MySpace as well. So if anyone in Sherbrooke, Quebec would like to contact me, I'd love to hear from them.
Great, good. Well, anything else you'd like to say before we go, Lori?
Absolutely. I googled your city,
mm-hmm.
and I see that you have a major manufacturing of ice hockey sticks.
Okay, you're into ice hockey?
My son is actually
okay.
He loves hockey,
mm-hmm.
so when we do make it up that way, I'll have to bring him along so he can get his favorite pick of an ice hockey stick.
That's great. We look forward to seeing you sometime, and all the best to you in the future, Lori.
Thanks so much, Maureen.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, Canadian country artist Lori Cole, and the song is called Happy.
Country today, Nobody but me and that sweet clover running down the highway. And I swear that sky's never been so blue. It's opened my eyes to a new point of view. Sunny day. I don't need a cup of coffee when I'm wide awake. And I don't need a shoulder to cry on when all I'm doing is laughing. And I don't need you to be happy. Hey, what can I say? Sometimes I'm a little slow. I bought into that life for a little while, but now I know there's more to me than what you saw, and it worked out all right after all. I don't need an umbrella for a sunny day. A cup of coffee when I'm wide.